U.S. authorities arrested a Mexican national in connection with the massive drug tunnel discovered last week under the California-Mexico border. He is charged with conspiring to possess and sell more than a ton of marijuana. A bail hearing will be held tomorrow. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
Carlos Cardenas Calvillo stood silently during his first appearance in federal court in San Diego yesterday. According to court documents, Cardenas's friendship with the leaseholder of a warehouse in San Diego brought him under the suspicion of authorities. It was at the industrial warehouse that the mile-long tunnel surfaced in San Diego, hidden under a trap door in a back office.
Watch your head as you go.
At the warehouse yesterday, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Special Agent Frank Marwood negotiated the tunnel's steep entrance.
And steeper yet.
From the warehouse office, the tunnel quickly descends about 45 feet underground. It's carved right out of the earth, like someone took an apple core and twisted it into the ground until they reached Mexico. Marwood is wowed by the construction and the experience of being in the tunnel.
It reminds me of being on a roller coaster when you go into the dark tunnel at the amusement park. It's the longest tunnel that we've encountered. The amount of tubing that it took for the ventilation, the amount of electrical cording that it took to completely electrify this is absolutely incredible.
Bare light bulbs were strung on the dirt ceiling all the way to Mexico. The ventilation system pumped in air. Drains sucked out groundwater. Though since authorities shut down the tunnel last week, the water's starting to rise. When we round a corner, we come to a stop next to a pool.
We're standing at the depth of the tunnel on the United States side. As you can see, looking down this tunnel, it is a direct 90-degree shot into the Republic of Mexico.
Federal officials believe Tijuana's Arellano Felix drug cartel, or one of the others that's been fighting for supremacy in the city, constructed the tunnel. Federal officials estimate it took about a year and a half to build. They think smugglers started using it last November. The sign outside the warehouse that was hiding the tunnel says V&F Produce Distributors, and court documents say the man in custody, Carlos Cardenas, worked for V&F. But federal authorities believe the produce business was a cover. Still, neighbors in the industrial park, like Secretary Roliciana Martinez, say they never saw anything unusual at the warehouse. She says they had no idea until they saw it on the news. Across the border at the tunnel's entrance in Tijuana, also hidden in a warehouse, neighbors were equally surprised. Federal agents carrying machine guns and wearing black ski masks to protect their identity still surround the building, about 300 yards from the border fence and a stone's throw from the city's airport. They found 2 tons of marijuana wrapped in tidy packages on their side. At the restaurant next door to the tunnel, waiter Santiago Molina says it is strange to think about what was going on right under his feet. He says given the level of crime in Tijuana these days, he'd be more surprised to find a couple that's been married for 20 years than another drug tunnel. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.